welcome to Ship to Shore with Silverman. With your host, talk radio host Fran Silverman. This show is all about cruises. My guest today is Hope Kramer, straight from Australia. She's director of shortfours.com.au. Hope began her cruise career as a purser aboard Carnival ships, and in 2008 she became guest service manager at the largest hotel in Australia. At that time, cruising was just starting to take off, and she was struck by questions from guests about places not provided by their travel agents. After discovering that some of Australia's best shots were so standardized and wanting to show off how beautiful Australia is, a year later she launched Shore Tours, which offers shore tours, transfers, accommodation options close to embarkation piers, and pre- and post-cruise vacations to Australia and New Zealand. Hope, I welcome you to the show, and I'm sorry you had to get up in the middle of the night to do this interview, but I'm so glad you did.
You're welcome, Fran, and thank you.
How many alarms did you set?
I set 3 or 4. I wanted to make really sure I was going to be up.
Oh, my God. Well, tell me, just I'm curious, what's the largest hotel in Australia?
The largest hotel is the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel, which is right here in Sydney. And they're actually undergoing a full refurbishment right now, so everything's looking nice and brand new and sparkly as well.
Okay. So let me ask you, what points of interest do you cover that were missed by the shore excursions in the old days?
With our shore excursions, what I like to think is that we add something extra to the points of attraction. So a lot of the standard tours, you know, we'll go and see the harbour and they will see the Blue Mountains or whatever the highlight is in the port. But what's different is we like to bring a really local approach. So if you go there, then you'll take it one step further and maybe you'll do a small walk around or stop at a local cafe for lunch. You know, you'll hear the tours or the stories of the locals and they'll bring that extra little bit. So it's just really so that when you're in port, you feel like you have seen it rather than just doing a brief overview.
So in other words, they didn't cover those places? Or is it just extended walks and stuff like that?
Well, it's the additional. So one thing about the cruise ships is they're providing an option for a large number of people. You know, they've got up to 2,500, 3,000 people on board. And the best way for them to deal with that large number of people is to put them on a large coach. And you do your travel with a large group of people based on interests that fit everyone. Whereas we tend to use smaller tour operators that go from anywhere sort of from, you know, 2 up to 20. And that gives you the flexibility of being able to float to the side of the road and take a photo of a beautiful scenery, or being able to go down the back streets that maybe the pictures can't see. You can chat to your tour guide, you know, you can ask questions, and they're there for really just for you rather than just to sort of provide commentary and try and manage everything else.
Oh. So then you can find out things on your excursions. I never realized that you can do that. Because, you know, I was on one cruise and we went on an excursion and we were sort of on our own, you know. We were sort of lost.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, when you come to a new port, everything's new. You don't know where to go or what to do. And if you've got one tour guide for 50, 60 people, it's hard for them to share their time with you. Whereas a lot of our guides, for example, if you're going to a wildlife park rather than say, okay, you're on your own is they'll walk around with you and help answer questions or point you in the right direction of things, so that you do get that extra added, you know, attention and opportunity to ask questions.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, according to the reviews on your website, most of the guests are either Australian or American. Is this an accurate sampling of the makeup of the guests? Are they mostly Australian or American?
It is actually. A lot are American. Probably, I would say, because Americans are the most experienced when it comes to cruising. You know, a lot of Americans, if they're coming to Australia and New Zealand, they've cruised before, they've seen the Caribbean, you know, maybe gone to Mexico. And this is something that they're prepared for, so they know that there's different options out there. And it's a trip of a lifetime for them, so they are really keen to make sure they see exactly what it is that they want to see. And for Australians, they're just looking for some extra information about logistics.
Okay, you've stated that Shore Tours is the official guide for Australia and New Zealand. Now, I'd like to know who conferred this honor, and do you have much competition in terms of the tours?
I have to admit that the official honor was that was bestowed upon us by ourselves, and the main reason is unfortunately we don't have any other company within Australia that provides what we do. There are a few companies globally that do offer Shore Tours, but they also provide information, that do the tours, the transfers, the accommodation, to sort of just tie up your cruise. There aren't any other companies that provide that as far as we know.
Really? In other words, you're unique?
We're unique.
Wow. All right. Now, on your website, you write that cruisers can join already available tours or request private itineraries. But what I want to know is, do cruise lines announce these outside shore excursions? If they don't, how do the cruisers know about them when they get off the ship?
The majority of our cruises are actually pre-booked. So the, when they come off, we're not unfortunately available to book as soon as you come off, but it's for those clients who would like to find out beforehand what is available in port and book so that they have a guide right there in port to pick them up off the pier.
They do or they don't?
They do. So they pre-book with us, you know, up to 6-7 months in advance or 2 or 3 weeks before their cruise, whichever works for them. And then we have everything organized for them. So they receive instructions on how to meet their guide when they arrive, contact phone numbers, and then someone will be there in the pier to pick them up, or they'll have instructions on where to go to meet their tour guide.
Uh-huh. So in other words, people just don't get off the ship and just stumble upon you. They know about you beforehand, in other words.
Yes, that's right, they do.
Okay, now on your website, your notice board features letters from people looking to find travelers with like interest. Could you explain how this works? Because I'm sure people are looking for other people to travel.
Is it
people who want to travel with other people?
That's exactly right. So we not only do we have group tours that people can join, tour operators who already have tours that go out every day, but we have an option which is called Design Your Own. So you can write to us and say, this is what we'd like to do, and we'll create an itinerary and organize transportation for that. And a lot of people would like to do that in a group, as the more people that you have in a group, it does reduce the head price. So we offer an opportunity for people to post on our website and say, oh, we're looking for more people to join this itinerary that we're putting together. And it's similar to the roll calls that you see on Cruise Critic or Cruise Line Fans. And we will also assist in trying to form groups that pair up people if they have similar interests.
So do people find people, you know, complete strangers to travel with?
They find that it works well for them.
Are they people from different countries, or are they, or do they look for people, anybody?
Well, I think the majority are probably American or Australian. Most of them will actually use, like I said, there's the other option, Cruise Line Standard and Cruise Critic. And they've found that they're a really effective way of getting a group together. And then when they get the group, they'll come and say, okay, great, we've confirmed our numbers and confirmed our people.
So if they come from different places, what do? They meet in Australia? Is that how it works?
They may do, or sometimes they even just meet on the ship.
Oh, wow. Well, anybody that's looking for somebody to go to Australia with should go to the website, shoretours.com.au.
Absolutely.
Now, on your website, you write that cruises can join... I'm sorry. Among your newest offerings are group tours to assist travel agents in planning cruises to the region. So how do you attract travel agents? And do you have to go to all countries? I mean, there are so many travel agents out there. How do you reach them all?
That's right. If you really look at it, there are millions and millions of travel agents out there. Also, like you said, that we're pretty unique. We provide a pretty unique service. So we're looking for travel agents or to be able to assist travel agents who are interested in bringing groups back to Australia and New Zealand. And it's a pretty popular destination right now. And what we're able to do is to help them set up their group. So provide accommodation that we know is close to the pier, suggest tour offerings so they something really special to their clients, a private tour based upon what they like, budget. And because we've got all those contacts, we've already checked out, we know that they have the correct insurances in place, we know that they're professional tour agencies. So for the tour agent, if they be coming from Europe or from Canada or America, we really are able to save some time and provide them with some options that they know are reliable.
So what do you do? Do you send them information about your shore tours? How does it work?
Yeah. Well, the very first step is to find out as much as we can about the group that the travel agent has. So we like to find out, sort of the age group, what kind of interest do they have? Are they into physical activity? Would they just like sightseeing? Do they like to shop? Or is food and wine their passion? And really get a feel for who it is that we're going to be organizing tours for. And then once we know a little bit about the group and how, what they would like to see, then I start to talk to the tour operators that I'm in contact with that I know that provide tours that are in that particular area. So it might be someone who's a wine tour specialist or someone who does nature tours, and ask them to put an itinerary together for them, especially for this group, and we put it into a brochure and send it back to the travel agent to see if that would meet what it is that their guests are interested in.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss pricing. Okay, so don't go away. Back with Hope Kramer, director of shoretours.com.au for Australia. Hope, you were surprised by the pricing of Shore Excursion when you started your business. Were they more expensive than yours are?
That's right, Dan. I was surprised when I sort of saw the pricing for what it is that's offered by the cruise ship, and we provide a range of different options. So some are not as expensive as the cruise ship. Some are both, or some are more expensive, just depending. We provide a whole range, though, so if the group tour, then we do try and find that they're less expensive, but also that there's more included. So, for example, a normal sightseeing tour of the city, maybe just 3 hours with the cruise ship, whereas ours would normally be sort of around 4 hours. So even if they're a similar price, we tend to find that there are more inclusions with what it is that we offer. The other benefit of what we offer is that, like I mentioned, we've got the group tours, which is where they join other people and go out on a group tour, or you've got the option of private. So if it's just yourself and your wife that like to go out for the day and do something on your own, completely separate from everyone, and pretend that you're not on a ship with 2,500 people for the day, then absolutely we can do that for you. Or if it's just a small family group, we can organise something that's private. If there's something that you're really interested in that is unique and not offered by the ship, then also we can find someone who can take care of that for you.
So which is the more popular today? Is it mostly family, or is it group tours, or is it strangers getting together, or, you know, which seems to be the most popular type of, you know, combination of people?
It's actually really hard to answer it, because every time I think that I'm getting a trend and I can see which is the most popular, something shifts and I'll get a whole lot of inquiries for something else. So right now I'd say it's normally for couples who are looking to join group tours, and would just like to do something a little bit different, or something that's more personal, looking to do something that's a more personal experience with local tour guides and smaller groups. But we are also finding, like I said, working now with travel agents, that we are getting larger groups inquiring as well and saying, look, we're coming with 20, 30 people and we'd like to do something that's just us and personalised for us.
Okay. Now, you recently formed a relationship with Cruise Line Tours Forum. Now, what is your role with this forum?
Yeah, sure. So the name of the forum is Cruise Line Fans, and they're sort of like a baby sister, I guess, to Cruise Critic. You know, the association, so baby sister, they're independent. But they're also a place where people can go and talk about cruising and ask questions about things they're not sure on. So if they've got questions about tipping, or they see that something's changed around ticketing policies, they can go online and ask questions. And my role is the Australia and New Zealand guide for the region. So if people ever have questions about Australia and New Zealand, they can go to Cruise Line Fans and log in and say, oh, we're taking a cruise to Australia on this date, and you have suggestions on places that we might be able to stay, or with the weather at that time of year, is it good or bad, and what kind of things do you think I should pack? And then as the guide for the region, I'll jump on and respond to those questions and make sure everyone's prepared to come out.
So if somebody goes on Cruise Line Forum and they have a question about Australia or New Zealand, it automatically jumps to you? Is that how it works? Or are you sitting there?
It doesn't automatically jump, but people will post, and then I'll check there regularly. And there's also a number of people who monitor the site. So if they see something that's particularly related to Australia and New Zealand, they'll send me an email and let me know, and then I can go online and take care of it straight away.
So they let you know, or they don't let you know?
They do. They let me know.
Oh, you get an email that there's a question?
Yeah, that's right. There's some people who monitor all the questions that are coming in. And if there's something particular to me, then they'll let me know that there's something.
I see. So are you the only expert that's there for Australia and New Zealand?
For Australia and New Zealand, yes, that's right.
Well, that's quite an honor.
It is quite an honor, yes.
What's your next step in terms of getting yourself known?
I think the most important thing right now is just slowly having one is word of mouth. Like, that's the one thing that I'm really proud of, is that we do provide a great service, and starting to hear people talk about us and suggest, oh, you know, we had a great experience here, you should go and check this out. But as we sort of form relationships with more travel agents, that they will also return to us as well. So that would be one way I definitely see growth for the future.
Okay. So aside from your web designer, your business consultant, and photographer, you appear to be the only principal in your venture. Is that true?
That's true, yes.
Now, what happens if you get sick or you're unable to perform? Does the whole venture just go kaput?
No, definitely not. Well, I'm lucky enough that I have a sister who has also been a travel agent. So she was able to step in for me while I took a vacation recently and just sort of cover the essentials and make sure everything ticks over. So it's great to know that I've got that support. It is me. So things do get busy from time to time, but as things grow, then it'll be nice that I'll be able to start looking at taking on people to assist me as well.
Did you say your husband or the business consultant?
Oh, sorry, no, my sister.
Your sister? Oh, your sister is also a travel agent?
That's right, yes.
Oh, so your sister could step in?
Yes, she has done once before. So, should the need arise in the future, then I'm sure I'll be able to count on her again as well.
Now, you were a purser. Now, a purser, what does a purser do on a ship?
A purser is the easy way to explain it is to say it's the equivalent of a hotel receptionist. And for people who have never cruised before, that gives them a bit of a concept about what a purser does. But the purser role is huge, and really it sort of is almost the brains of the ship. Like, it ties everything together. We're the communicators, we communicate between departments, we get problems resolved, we're there to assist the guests with any inquiries, we manage accounts, manage any problems that occur, customer service issues. The purser department is also responsible for customers and immigration of the guests, and also a large number of ship items. So we're involved with government departments, with customs and immigration, translating. I could go on probably for a bit longer, but the purser department is possibly a lot larger and a lot more involved than people realize.
Really? So in other words, being the purser, you dealt with customers and you became very, you know, comfortable talking to people. But how did you learn so much about Australia? I mean, I know you live there, but how did you learn so much about Australia?
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough that my parents enjoyed travel, so I've traveled quite a little bit within Australia. I have also moved around a little bit. So I grew up in Tasmania, which is the island at the south of Australia. So that covers two cruise ship ports, which is Hobart and Burnie. I grew up in Hobart, and my grandparents were Burnie-based, so I spent a lot of time in both ports. And when I completed university, I moved to Perth, Western Australia. So I spent 2 years in Perth and learned a lot about Fremantle, and actually worked on the yacht out of Fremantle. And then after spending 3 years overseas with Carnival, I returned back to Sydney. So I live in Sydney now, but I've also travelled quite a lot through Queensland and also through Victoria. So that's sort of accumulating your knowledge. You go and see the ports and see what they're like. And I'm lucky that I've got a great group of tour operators that I work with. So if I ever have gaps in my information, I call them and I say, you know, I'm not sure how this would work or how far is this from there. We make that work, and they're really great with helping you out with those answers as well.
So you really got around. And what about New Zealand? How did you learn about New Zealand?
New Zealand is the one that I'm learning about quickest right now. So I've been to New Zealand once before, but haven't seen all the cruise ports at this time. So it's important that I speak a lot to my tour operators. So they're really great. I call them or I email them and say, look, I've got some questions about someone would like to do this, 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 and this, and can you tell me what's possible and what are the distances? And they're really great. They've been working with the cruise ships for a long period of time. So they've already had lots of practice in doing that, and they give me heaps of great suggestions and let me know what will work and what won't work.
Oh, so you're learning it through others. In other words, you're asking other people.
Yeah, there's a lot of great resources out there, and people have been doing it for years. So I think why not use your resources and, you know, build knowledge so that I've got all the information from the different ports and we put it into one sort of pot, so to speak.
So how has this venture changed your life?
Wow, that's a good question, Fran. I definitely didn't know that I'd be starting my own business. And starting your own business is very interesting. You learn a lot about yourself and about hard work and discipline and making sure that things are getting complete. So definitely I say it's a personal journey as well as a building a business journey. And as I look into the future and see it grow, then, yeah, it really gives me the opportunity to have, something that's mine, that's not 9 to 5 necessarily. It's probably more like 9 to 9, to be honest, but it's something that is my own, and that's something I'm really proud of as well. So it does sort of give me the freedom to be able to stay at the table. I'm taking a long lunch today, and I'll come back at 8 or 9 o'clock at night and do some work instead, which is great.
So you do learn a lot about yourself. And I guess the fact that you worked in the field before, and it sort of like led, it all led up to this. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, Hope. You really did it. You put together a wonderful shore tours, and if I ever come to Australia, I know who I'm going to contact.
Please do, friend. You're more than welcome anytime to get in touch.
Okay, and thank you for getting up at 3 in the morning to do this interview.
You're welcome. Again, it's been my pleasure chatting to you. I'm more than happy to answer anything.
Me too. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ship to Shore with Silverman, with your host, Fran Silverman, the talk radio advocate. And I'd like you to visit my website at talkradioadvocate.com. I have 16 ebooks of talk radio shows. And if you would like to be on the radio, it ranges from animals to sports. Happy cruising!